This is Inspired, a production of Interfaith Voices. I'm your host, Amber Khan. 2019 marked the 550th anniversary of the birth of Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, the world's fifth largest religion. Yet, most Americans know very little about the faith and virtually nothing about its founder. To counter misinformation and the consequences of ignorance, think hate crimes, bullying, and religious discrimination, Dr. Rajwant Singh, a community leader from Maryland and others, enlisted a documentary filmmaking team to help. And they picked a team that reflected the challenge.
It's not that I brought any skin into the game. I knew nothing about the subject. I just represent the public who doesn't know anything about any of these religions. So I just simply did my homework.
As a filmmaker who had worked in the field of interfaith, I knew some things about Sikhism. But I didn't know the depth and breadth of the religion.
That's Jerry and Adam Krell, an award-winning father-son filmmaking team behind Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, Life and Legacy. The documentary began airing on PBS stations on February 23rd, with the first broadcast on Connecticut Public Television. The Krells are experienced at putting faith on film, with four other documentaries about religion to their credit, including Jews and Christians, A Journey of Faith, and Your Health, A Sacred Matter. But their background understanding about Sikhism was limited.
Even as someone who'd studied it, I still thought it was very much connected. It's very much connected to Islam and Hinduism, in that I think I had the misunderstanding that it was an offshoot of those two religions. And it's not. It's its own religion. And so I think I learned more about how that came to be, and that that Guru Nanak had his own revelation that was separate from the religions of Hinduism and Islam.
In addition to learning the story, the Krells had another obstacle. There is a tradition in Sikhism against showing the images of Guru Nanak. So they blended illustrations from classic texts, the works of contemporary Sikh artists, and their own footage shot in India and Pakistan. As Jerry explains, the hardest part was juggling the voices of today's Sikh farmers, doctors, politicians, truck drivers, scholars, and artists with Nanak's past.
The biggest challenge, however, was between life and legacy. That was a big editing room challenge.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we told his life in India, and that's juxtaposed against Mintu Singh driving a truck in Wyoming, or the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey. How do we integrate that? How much of the story do we tell before we cut away to the legacy? If we do part one, just his life, part two, legacy, it didn't work editorially. And so my dear son and I had some little yin and yang between us, because it was a tough show to edit, to integrate the juxtaposition between his life in India and his legacy. That was the big editing challenge, which we finally met.
One thing that we were able to do in regards to visualizing Guru Nanak's story was, for instance, when we talk about Mintu Singh, who is this trucker in Wyoming. So when we talk, Guru Nanak traveled. He spent almost 30 years traveling around the world, learning and debating with other gurus, other spiritual leaders, and sharing his message. But we were able to connect that, of course, to the travel of a truck driver in Wyoming. And part of his story is he was delivering relief goods to a flood that had happened in Nebraska. And in his way, he was spreading Guru Nanak's message by sharing and being generous. And I think that that was a way of that we could show Guru Nanak in someone who is a modern person.
Guru Nanak Dev was a traveler, a great traveler. He traveled all around. He had a unique journey. I don't think anybody can do the same. But I'm trying my best by trucking, serving others when they need it. And I'm going to keep on trucking.
One of the highlights of the film is the camera takes us inside the Golden Temple in Amritsar, India. The Golden Temple is Sikhism's most important shrine and a place where millions of Sikh pilgrims come to worship. It is built around a central pool of water called a sarovar. In the center of the sarovar, there is a platform, and it is here the Sikhs keep their holy book called the Guru Granth Sahib. Sikhs believe the scripture written by Guru Nanak and the nine gurus who followed him represent the living guru. As worshippers pray, musicians perform kirtan, a call and response form of chanting.
Could you describe for our listeners what the Golden Temple looks like? I've never been.
Well, the Golden Temple is a very interesting place to visit because, first of all, it's inside of an old city. So it's seemingly at the center of this warren of very, you know, narrow streets. And as a production company coming in with all of our equipment, you know, we couldn't take our van or truck in through these streets. So we'd have to transfer it to one of these smaller rickshaw cycle type bikes. And then go, and that was our first challenge every day that we were filming at the Golden Temple, was getting onto these small cycles and going into to get to the Golden Temple. It's a walled city, and after you walk in and take your shoes off, it's all marble flooring everywhere, and it's a large pool. And then inside this pool, in the center of the pool, is this enormous Golden Temple, literally gold-plated, gold-leaf temple that people come to visit, and they wait for hours and hours to go into the Golden Temple and to hear the kirtan. And it's a really, and it's surround, people are bathing, people are taking part in langar, and people are meditating around the edges. And it's a very, even though it's a very crowded place, we were there during Guru Nanak's 449th birthday, there were many, many people, but it is still a very peaceful meditative place to be.
And there are processions where they carry the book, which was the last guru, and the processions they have in honor of him. It's an amazing sight to see, and there are people sweeping just before he arrives and whatever, and it's really amazing to see the processions, which go on sometimes throughout the day and the evening.
Amplifying the voices of well-known and respected religious leaders was an intentional decision by the filmmakers to make the unfamiliar tradition and founder more familiar.
Quoting from Casablanca, the film, I always round up the usual suspects because I find when Rabbi David Rosen kosherizes the Sikhs and he says, both religions are people of the book, better coming from the rabbi than from the Sikh folk. Or when Bishop John Chain says Jesus and Guru Nanak can sum it up in one word, compassion. That's it. Again, we have someone from a faith here, from Christianity, who is validating the Sikhs and what they share in common. I round up the usual suspects, the others, because they can validate what they share in common with Sikhism, that Sikhism is where the Abrahamic religions are.
The Krells, as you may have already guessed, are not members of the Sikh faith. I asked Rajwant Singh, who approached the Krells about making this documentary, if he had any concerns about going outside the faith community. The answer, he told me, is the audience reaction to the documentary.
I've had people coming in tears and hugging me, and one lady came to me and said, can I touch your feet? I mean, I was totally shocked that people would have that kind of experience and that kind of reaction. It's just very, very overwhelming. And to be very honest, every time I see it, I also have tears in my eyes. And so does Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
I think that we really felt that this was a huge responsibility for us as, you know, non-Sikhs, to be producing a documentary, one of the first English language documentaries about the founder of the Sikh faith. It was a real big responsibility and a tradition. It was a real big responsibility for us to undertake. And that's one of the things that really, I think, both makes my father and I feel the best, is that it's been kosherized. It's been accepted because, you know, if someone had made a documentary about Jesus and it, you know, and it was wrong, we got it wrong, you know, we were going to hear about it. We knew that we would hear about it if we had gotten something wrong. And we, of course, are very thankful to be able to work with Rajwant, who kept us on, you know, at least, you know, we could think about our audience, and he also could help us think about his audience.
As a filmmaker, my responsibility is to do my homework in order to get it right. And what the Sikh religion has imprinted on my heart and soul, Sikhs are learners. They arm themselves with knowledge. And that's what I had to try to do. I had to learn. I had to arm myself with knowledge in order to get it right in terms of making the film. It was a huge responsibility. And I hope in some way or other we were able to get that message across.
That was Adam and Jerry Krell of Autir Productions. They are the directors of the new documentary, Guru Nanak, the Founder of Sikhism, Life and Legacy. The trailer can be found at www.gurunanakfilm.com. Now, the majority of the nearly 30 million Sikhs today live in India, while Guru Nanak's message of equality and interfaith harmony inspire the faithful. Headlines of sectarian mob violence from India in recent weeks has generated global attention. Coming up, we explore the history and politics of religious identity in South Asia. This is Inspired, a production of Interfaith Voices. I'm your host, Amber Khan. Wahe Guru, Wahe.